What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Overnight, Don, I noticed crude oil hit $40 a barrel, and that's a heck of a lot off its lows of minus 40. Obviously, that was the May contract that hit minus 40, but July crude oil, $40 a barrel. Also, hard to spit this one out, NASDAQ stock market all-time highs. That's great if you own stocks, but if you're unemployed and don't own stocks, it means not a whole lot to you. So for people who are in the markets, NASDAQ all-time highs, bringing optimism on the tech sector.
What about corn and soybeans?
Corn and beans are well off their lows. It all correlates. We have a weaker dollar right now. I like trading a weaker dollar. It's really great for exports for corn and beans. It makes sense. You see that dollar tick down, and our grain becomes more competitive to the world. Corn and beans, well off the lows.
So, Tommy, what's not hot in this market?
Well, doing a little research last night, I've noticed a spike in confirmed COVID cases, not only in Cass County here in North Dakota, but there's actually a few counties in Arizona that they're close to maxing out hospital capacity. So this COVID-19 is still around. You can still get it. It was 95 degrees yesterday, but you still have to be safe and pay attention.
So I got some big supplies up there with all the commodities as well.
That's very scary, Don. Lots of old crop sitting out there. Here we hit the middle of June. A lot of deferred pricing that's going to happen at the end of the month and the end of July. A lot of old crop in bins. Farmers are looking for that one good push to let them out, but they're still not going to like the price. We are well below the cost of production for many growers in America.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.